done that. Can you see the hole in them or the crack?
No, it's just a long slit, just a place like that. If the water just freeze, expands the pipe.
Oh, let's see. Oh, I was going to ask you, how cold does it get here in the winter anyway?
Oh, it gets down 15 degrees sometime, down like that, but not seldom. It gets down in the 20s, 28s. But it's never cold very long at a time.
Yeah. Y'all ever get snow down this far?
Oh, we get snow occasionally.
I lived in Austin, and I've lived in Dallas, but I've never lived anywhere in between. You know, and so I know a lot of times that we'll get snow in Dallas, and that's as far south as it goes, you know.
Yeah.
And anybody south of us doesn't get it.
It gets colder in Austin sometimes than it does here, and I don't know why, but it it does. They have more snow than we have.
Is that right? I didn't know that. That's funny. You know, last winter, I left a hanging basket out at Thanksgiving, and they said, oh, it never freezes in Austin this early. It never freezes at Thanksgiving. So I left this hanging basket out. Big hanging basket. I had worked a long time to grow that plant, you know. Froze. And I came back, the thing looked like seaweed. It was black, slimy. It's horrible. Yeah.
Well, see that window there? You can't see, but there's shells or cups there.
Yeah.
Well, they all come out. Popped up there. We got a shelf, pole shelf rack to put in front of the air conditioner there for the ceiling. Plants. Bedroom, plants. Spare bedroom, plants. House is covered in them in the wintertime.
Well, we're supposed to make oxygen. See, you always have enough about oxygen.
Yeah, that's what we thought about. I had 7 hanging baskets in our bedroom back then.
Good night.
And I had to weave my way to bed.
Hack your way through the jungle.
If I hadn't liked it, I wouldn't have to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of like having all these plants. You know, I remember when I was a kid, few little old ladies had plants. And they were the only people who had plants.
Yeah.
Now everybody's got plants.
That's right.
I think it's nice. People used to buy flour in a big lot of flour.
Barrel.
Okay. What did molasses used to come in when you'd buy it in a fairly large quantity?
Keg of molasses.
Okay. If you had a salt box and it didn't have any spout, you'd have to, and you want to pour the salt out, you'd have to get a thing like that and pour the salt through it. What do you call this thing?
Funnel.
Okay. If you were riding in a buggy and you wanted to urge the horses to go faster, what would you use?
Whip.
Okay. If you went to the grocery store and bought some groceries, the checker would put them in a what?
Bag.
Okay. And it'd probably be made out of?
Paper.
Okay. Let's see. Tell me about that for the tape, would you?
That whip socket?
Yeah. What did you
do back in the early 40s, when I told we was cowboys, we lived over here on 41st Street, and we had horses, and I got to buying buggies and shirts, and then when we moved down on the creek down there, we had a 7-acre place down there, and that was a shirt I was fixing up. I had it, and it took the old frame downtown and had it covered red and black, and that was whip socket to go on it. And I got my double harness all rigged up, but I couldn't ever get me a team that matched out a good team. I had a fairly good team, and I didn't ever get that on the Surrey, and we at that time we sold out there and moved here, and then I never did have a chance to finish it up.
Whatever happened to it?
Well, I sold it to some guy, I don't know who. When we moved from down there though, we moved here and then bought a farm in down Taylor Valley. We didn't ever live on the farm, we just kept our stock down there and played cowboy from down there. And I just always, I got a bunch of stuff hanging up in the garage out there.
Is that right?
Antique stuff like that.
Yeah. I talked to one man, had a bunch of stuff, real old stuff, but I mean, he said, big stuff. Like he had big horse collars and stuff like that, you know. He lived out on a farm. He had room for it, you know, he kept him out in the shed, so. Let's see. If you bought 50 pounds of flour, what would it probably come in?
Bag.
Okay. If you bought potatoes, what would it come? What would they come in? Yeah, a bunch, whole bunch of potatoes.
Well, they'd come in a bag.
Okay, okay. Well, what's the difference between the kind of thing that the potatoes come in and the kind of thing?
Well,
the
potato bag is ventilated. It has the
weight